The Sad Song of Jeremiah, Lamentations chapter 1 verses 1 to 9. How deserted lies the city, once so full of people. How like a widow is she, who once was great among the nations. She who was queen among the provinces has now become a slave. Bitterly she weeps at night, tears are upon her cheeks. Among all her lovers there is none to comfort her. All her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. After affliction and harsh labor, Judah has gone into exile. She dwells among the nations. She finds no resting place. All who pursue her have overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Zion mourn, for no one comes to her appointed feasts. All her gateways are desolate, her priests groan, her maidens grieve, and she is in bitter anguish. Her foes have become her masters. Her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Her children have gone into exile, captive before the foe. All the splendor has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princes are like deer that find no pasture. In weakness they have fled before the pursuer. In the days of her affliction and wandering, Jerusalem remembers all the treasures that were hers in days of old. When her people fell into enemy hands, there was no one to help her. Her enemies looked at her and laughed at her destruction. Jerusalem has sinned greatly and so has become unclean. All who honored her despise her, for they have seen her nakedness. She herself groans and turns away. Her filthiness clung to her skirts. She did not consider her future. Her fall was astounding. There was none to comfort her. And quote, look, O Lord, on my affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. And quote, last time I visited Arlington National Cemetery in Washington, USA, there are tombstones of the soldiers with no names on. At the time of June 25th wartime, countless number of soldiers flew into Korea, fought for our people and lost their lives. But their names could not be verified, so even they lost their lives at young age, their tombstones could not have their names written. Instead, under the War Veterans Monument, this phrase was written: for a country we have never been to, for a people we have never met, we have been called. Reading this epitaph, I became teary and confessed like this: I am alive now because you sacrificed your lives this way. This month, June, is the month of National Veterans. June has a Memorial Day as well as an unforgettable national tragedy of the June 25th. This year is the 73rd year since the Korean War, where North and South Koreans fought against each other on the 25th of June took place. Still, South and North Korea are the most fiercely confronted in the world. At the time of June 25th, the Korean Army and the United Nations had about 2 million dead people and about 2 million people were wounded. 10 million people lost their contact with their families. We must not forget how scary war is. The peace we now enjoy is not something we have earned for nothing. We must pray that we would have peace without having to go through the war. Look at Jeremiah's tears in today's word. Jeremiah was a prophet that had a lot of tears. He thought about the bleak future of his country, even though he was aged, he sat down on the street and mourned. The Sad Song of Jeremiah, written as the Book of Lamentations, we should regard this as the voice of God for us in this era. In fact, the war has not yet finished fully and still it is ongoing, although it has been put on hold. In the middle of this situation, North Korea is endlessly shooting missiles. Amidst the threat of a nuclear attack, our people are the most at risk of war on earth. The most important thing right now is security and the economy. If security collapses, we would become a country that would never be able to recover again. When it comes to national security, there are no ins and outs, there are no conservative and progressive parties. Without existence of a nation, happiness of people, prosperity of companies, freedom to have region also cannot exist. In particular, it is time for Christians to pray more than ever for our nation. If you go to Jerusalem, there is a Yad Vashem museum that tried to portray the story of the Jewish people's crucifixion. Although the size of the museum is small, there is no one that does not shed tears whoever gets to visit this museum. They tried to copy exactly what took place in the past and presented the horrors of the Jewish history realistically on display. It is impossible to look at it without tears. There is this phrase at the end of the exhibition hall. Let us forgive, but let us not forget. That is right. We also need to make sure that our next generations have the spirit of our people instilled in them. It makes you feel like you were pierced in your chest. 6 million Jewish people were massacred by Hitler. After that, they planted 6 million pine trees of tears in order to commemorate these lost lives. They teach their descendants to forgive them but not to forget them. That is right. We also need to instill national spirit in the next generation of people. We are unable to enjoy freedom, peace and happiness without having our nation of our own. The word today is from the Lamentations. Lamentations mean a sad story of Jeremiah. He wrote 5 sad songs when Jerusalem fell by Babylon. Let us look at the contents of these. Firstly, Jeremiah, in verses 1-3, confesses the sorrow of losing his nation. Verse 1 says, "How deserted lies the city." Sad, in original Hebrew, is Eka. In Korean, it could probably be similar to Igo, which we use in a tragic situation. It has been said that the Hebrews often used this expression when reading condolences at funerals. We can see that Jeremiah's heart was totally broken and devastated, just like the heartbreaking feeling of the deceased. In verse 1, the word before appears 3 times. When the country enjoyed its prosperous season, there were many people. It was the greatest among the nations and it was treated like a princess. However, as we can see from Jeremiah's confession, he lamented saying that he is now like a widow, now like a forced laborer. This shows that he felt deep sorrow of losing his nation and it is a sad imagery of losing the nation. At the time, Jerusalem was taken captive by Babylon and the people were taken as captives. And even Jehoiakim, king of Judah, was taken captive. After being taken as a captive to Babylon, and after the nation had a complete downfall, the neighboring countries that used to be so close before and many friends that they used to have all left them and things were miserable for them as there was no one that paid attention to them nor offered help. Tears that the prophet Jeremiah shed as he faced this reality made it even more heartbreaking. But this is not only applicable in the case of nations, but it is also true with people. There are many people who greet you when things go well. Many people are looking for you and you have many friends. But how many friends will remain by my side when I face difficulties, when I fail and when I get sick? How many would stay by my side still? Things will all leave when situation is like this and it is what things are like in the world. When it comes to a nation as well, a country is strong and dignified only when it has national power. We must love our country, our nation, where we were born and live. Every individual's success, happiness of family, development of companies, these cannot exist without having a nation. If another war takes place between the North and the South again, our nation would not be able to recover again. This would be the worst case scenario tragedy. On the other hand, Japan, China, Russia and surrounding countries would take this opportunity to thrive even. I felt suffocated when I saw an article that said this. We must stay alert. For the sake of national security or for the interests of the people, we should not classify ourselves as ins and outs. Without any division, we must get together and work together as one. The biggest crisis in our society right now is not about making a decision between what is right or wrong, but a division. Political populism is ruining the country. I pray and bless you all that this confession of Jeremiah will be like the voice of God speaking to you. Also, Jeremiah lamented for the fact that the city gates were closed during the festival. Let us look at chapter 1, verses 4 to 6. It says, pilgrims stopped coming and worship stopped. Let us read verse 4. The expression that the roads to Zion mourn means that the roads to Zion that used to be always crowded with pilgrims who come to worship during the festival, but these people have stopped coming as all the gates are closed. Why did the priests groan? Even if it was a holy day, there was no place to give sacrifices. Priests sang sad songs on holy days facing Jerusalem from the banks of the Babylonian River. It is Lamentations of Jeremiah. We need to realize how blessed we are to be able to praise and worship God freely with doors of the church open. Please give thanks for the fact that we have freedom of faith and we can worship God freely. Why was the country taken so powerlessly? Let us look at verses 5 and 8. It was because of sin. Verse 5 says, her foes have become her masters, her enemies are at ease. The Lord has brought her grief because of her many sins. Verse 8 says, Jerusalem has sinned greatly and so has become unclean. It is not a coincidence. It is the price of sin. Now, Judah was captive to Babylon and the temple doors were closed. Because of their sin, God caused these things to take place. When you face issues that you cannot resolve on your own, surrender all to God. In many cases, sin often gets in the way. Due to sin, it has been said that enemies of God even became the head, and it has been said that because of sin, enemies prospered. Also, in verse 6, it says, all the splendor has departed from the daughter of Zion. Her princes are like deer that find no pasture. In weakness they have fled before the pursuer. All the glory of Zion left. The leaders abandoned people and fled. It was because leaders had no power to fight and no power to stop it. They had to have power but did not have power. Also, the body needs to have power to maintain health. In the same way, economy needs to have power, nation needs to have power so that it can prevent war. Bertrand Russell classified strength of human beings into three types. The first one is the physical power, which symbolizes a sword. The second one is economic power, which symbolizes money. And the third one is power of persuasion, which moves the hearts. There is a third force that keeps these three forces in balance and moves them. It is spirituality. Spirituality is the power that comes from God. David also said in Psalms chapter 18, verse 1, I love you, O Lord, my strength. We should source our strength from God, and from there, faith would be restored. Families would be restored and nation would also be restored. But in our passage today, people of Judah did not have any strength left to fight and stop. So as shown in verse 6, leaders abandoned people and ran away. Seeing things like this at the time, Jeremiah prayed for the nation in tears. Let us look at verse 8 and the latter part of verse 11. He regarded this time as the time to pray for his nation. Latter part of verse 9 says, look, O Lord, on my affliction. Latter part of verse 11 says, look, O Lord, and consider, for I am despised. This is Jeremiah's prayer that appealed to God with tears. Tears are the greatest weapon of babies that cannot communicate in words. If they cry, their issues get resolved. They cry when they are hungry, when they are sick, when they are in pain. If baby cries, mother knows what the baby needs and she solves the problem for the baby. We also need to cry out before God. Tears tell the truth. True. Feelings show up in tears. We cry when we are sad, we cry when we are exhausted, we cry when we miss someone, we cry when we feel lonely, we cry when we are joyful. Tears are contagious. Tears pass on the same emotional feeling to others. It is because tears tell the truth. Life becomes dreary when tears dry up. God saw the tears and answered people as well. When Hezekiah was informed that he was sick and could not live anymore, he wept in tears. Hezekiah's life was extended by 15 years when he cried out in tears. God said, I have seen Hezekiah's tears. God saw genuine tears and was touched. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we also need tears of prayer today. This is an era in which we need to shed tears with our nation in our hearts. We must cry before God. If we cry, God will resolve things. God, please let us shed tears. Please do not remove the candlestick of the Korean church, the candlestick of blessing that you provided to our people. Like Jeremiah or Nehemiah, I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you would pray with our nation in our hearts, in tears, before God. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.